USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following several walkouts by high school students across the nation in support of more gun control, students from hundreds of schools today will be stepping out of their classrooms to support the Second Amendment. Will Riley is the New Mexico high school student that founded the group called Stand for the Second, and he recently told an interview with Good Guys with Guns, mainstream media would have America believe all high school students are for more gun control.
Really, we are a silent majority, and that silent majority has to speak now, otherwise legislation is going to be enacted that violates our Second Amendment rights.
Dangerous spring weather, including a chance of more tornadoes, threatening at least a half dozen states from the plains to the upper Midwest today. Severe thunderstorms, flash flooding, and that possibility of tornadoes from Oklahoma to Wisconsin. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
As members of the U.S. House Freedom Caucus continue to push for the release of Justice Department documents dealing with the Russia probe and the investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email server, Fox News says it's received a draft from the caucus concerning articles of impeachment it's drawing up against Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein as a last resort if the Justice Department continues to stall on producing those documents. Rosenstein then telling Fox News,
I just don't have anything to say about documents like that that nobody has the courage to put their name on and that they leak in that way. But I can tell you, there have been people who have been making threats privately and publicly against me for quite some time. And I think they should understand by now the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted.
The World Health Organization says 9 of every 10 people on the planet right now are exposed to high levels of air pollution. The group says pollution kills 7 million people every year. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A tornado touches down in a small Nebraska town about 2 hours west of Omaha. Now people there are picking up the pieces in the village of Donovan. Tornadoes were reported yesterday in parts of Nebraska and Kansas as several days of severe weather started marching across the central U.S. The White House denying claims that President Trump is considering his chief of staff, John Kelly, to be his next nominee to be Veterans Affairs chief. The White House press secretary saying yesterday,
no, he is not being considered as the VA secretary. Both the president and the chief of staff are very happy with his position that he currently holds, which is chief of staff to the president at the White House.
Sanders also denying multiple reports that came out on Monday that Kelly had recently called the president an idiot. She says those allegations are untrue as well. And rapper Kanye West making news again, saying he thinks slavery must have been a choice because it existed for so long. West makes the comment during an appearance on TMZ Live yesterday after recently expressing his love for President Trump. A TMZ reporter spoke out against the comments, though, telling Kanye that African Americans are still dealing with the effects of slavery and that West needs to be responsible with his speech. The rapper later wrote on Twitter that he didn't mean people were slaves by their own free will, but were mentally enslaved. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.